Hello, welcome, my dears. This is episode 32 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor, and I thank you from the soles of my feet to the tip of my nose for joining me for today's class. Today's class, by the way, is 30 minutes in length and a pretty strong level two. We do practice headstand, Shirshasana, which I recommend doing for the first time with a teacher in class, or check out my little Shirshasana mini workshop online as well at sunroseyoga.com. Please, my dears, exercise caution on your neck, and do not practice headstand if you have glaucoma, vertigo, if you've got like lots of sinus pressure or a headache. And if you are expecting a baby, please only practice headstand if it's something that you were practicing pre-pregnancy with some regularity. As always, listen to your body, use good judgment when attempting the postures. And you can always check out photos of the postures, the asanas, at sunroseyoga.com. My darlings, I love hearing from you. Please do get in touch. My email is sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can also catch me at my Google Voice number, my voicemail, 503-523-2599. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Yogini in the Hood. Or you can leave a comment on my website or my blog, or even a review in iTunes, if you please. I thank you all so much for your support of the podcast. Thank you, Armina! Also, I have some news. My video blogging project is in full swing. You can stop by the blog to check it out, sunroseyoga.wordpress.com. And so far I've discussed what yoga is, what it's not, and we've learned some pose mechanics for a few foundational postures, and I've talked a little bit about yoga burnout. Check it out at my blog. You can also go to sunroseyoga.com for the link. Sunday afternoons at Community Fitness are in full swing. I have a new all-levels Hatha Flow class at 4:30 p.m. It lasts an hour. It's $9.80 for an hour-long class. A beautiful deal. And that's located at 2113 Northeast 65th Street in Seattle. My dears, I thank you again and send you blessings of love and joy. Namaste. Begin by making your way to a nice tall seat. A beautiful seat. Allow the base of the spine to connect with the earth. While you lengthen from your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head, feel the neck lengthen. Feel the space between your earlobes and the tops of your shoulders increase. Bring yourself to your breath. Know each inhalation. Know each exhalation. I have a few words that have inspired this practice today. This is a poem called Forever Dance by the Sufi poet Hafiz. Just let these words wash over you. Perhaps some of them stick, perhaps they don't. Either way, they create a vibration. I am happy even before I have a reason. I am full of light even before the sky can greet the sun or the moon. Dear companions, we have been in love with God for so very, very long. What can Hafiz do now but forever dance? Now in this moment, tap into what you know about God and It doesn't matter what your concept of God in this sense is. I think that the important thing is that in this moment we connect to consciousness, to intention that is greater than ourselves, that is greater than our desires, that is greater than our own experience. Let's gently bring our hands to our heart in Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering, pressing our thumbs into our heart center, our Anahata Chakra, while our pinkies are an antenna for tuning in with the rest of the world. Take in a long, luxurious breath. Exhale, bow to your heart. Know that it is so. And keeping that breath smooth and even in and out through the nose, make your way to table, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. Now let's take the knees a little bit wider than we normally would. So they're a little bit wider than hip width distance apart. Take the hands a little bit wider than shoulder width distance and just begin to wiggle the hips. Rock the hips slowly from left to right, bringing your attention to your hip joints. And begin to make circles by using our hip and our shoulder joints, just rocking back into the knees, rocking forward into the hands, and doing so in a circular motion, maybe beginning clockwise. Noticing the sensation of pressing parts of the body into the earth and then releasing that pressure. When you reach the top of your next circle, let's switch directions. So if you were going clockwise, now shift to counterclockwise. Being gentle on your hips, being gentle on your shoulders, softening through the neck and face. Let's slowly come back to center. Take the knees about hip-width distance apart, and as you inhale, let the belly drop down as you point the tailbone toward the sky and gaze up at the sky in cow pose. As you exhale, press the hands into the earth, round the back, look at the belly, cat pose. We'll inhale again to cow, drop the belly, point the tailbone up, gaze up. And exhale, round the back, gaze at the belly, press the hands into the earth. We'll inhale back to a neutral spine. As you exhale, curl your toes one at a time. Let the knees float up off the floor and let the hips float toward the sky to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and begin to pedal out the feet. You may wish to nod the head yes, shake the head no, releasing any tension through the neck and the upper back. Bringing your awareness into your body. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Take a nice tall lunge, nice high lunge. We're on our left toe. Unless it's uncomfortable, then drop the left knee down to the earth. We'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh and then to the heart center. As you inhale, circle sweep the arms around and up, lift up through the heart. Clasp the hands, place them behind the head and rest your head in your hands. Just relax back so we feel a nice opening through the heart center. A lift through the heart, a lift through the back of the heart, and a softening through the face. Reach the hands high to the sky and then to the earth. As you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Pedal out the feet. We'll take in a breath here. And we'll take a breath out. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. Maybe lower the right knee to the earth. Bring the hands to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart center. We'll sweep the arms around and up. This time we'll just grab opposite elbows with the hands. And let the forearms rest on the top of the head. Let the tops of the shoulders become heavy. Feel the hips draw down toward the earth. Feel the base of the spine draw down toward the earth. Let's extend the hands high to the sky, then to the earth. Take in a full breath here. And as you breathe out, step your right foot forward to meet your left, standing forward fold. Uttanasana. The crown of the head is heavy. Maybe take the feet about hip-width distance apart. Grabbing opposite elbows with the hands, begin to sway from side to side. Connect with those spaces between the ribs. Connect with those spaces between the breaths. Connect with those spaces between the thoughts. We'll bring the feet back together. Lift the toes and spread them. Connect the four corners of the feet into the earth. The inner ball, the outer ball, the inner heel, the outer heel. Soften the toes back down to the floor, but feel the space between the toes. Feel the space between your arch and the earth. Bend the knees, and as you breathe in, let's slowly roll up one vertebra at a time. Bring your hands to your heart, please. As you breathe in, circle sweep the arms around and up overhead, gazing up at the thumbs. Exhale, dive forward with strong legs. As you inhale, come up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. Lengthen from the base of the spine all the way out the crown of the head. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. As you inhale, step your right foot back. Lower the right heel to the earth and bring the left forearm to the top of the left thigh. Bring the right hand to the right hip, Uttita Parsva Konasana. Now we'll set up the foundation of this posture. We'll press into the outer edge of the right foot. So feel as though you were holding up the wall with that foot. So we fire up the leg. You might feel the booty continue to fire here. And then at the same time, bring your attention to your shins and draw them in toward the midline of the body. Draw them in toward the pelvic bowl, the space between the hips. Let the heart float up toward the sky as you lengthen the spine. Now with all this in mind, let's sweep that right arm around and up overhead. First, just reaching it toward the sky so it's perpendicular with the earth. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. We'll take in a full breath here. Then we'll take a full breath out. As you breathe in, root down through your feet. Rise up to Virabhadrasana 2. So our left knee is bent, our right leg is straight and strong. Arms are perpendicular to the spine. We're gazing down the left fingertips. Pressing into the outer edge of the right foot. Drawing our shins in toward the midline at the same time. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Soften the face. Soften the thoughts. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Tops of the shoulders drop away. Shoulder blades draw down the back. As you inhale, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel to the earth. Bring the right forearm to the top of the right thigh. And bring the left hand to the left hip. Uttita Parsva Konasana, second time. Begin by lengthening the spine, lifting the heart. Let your heart be buoyant. Press into the outer edge of the left foot as you draw the shins in toward the midline. Again, find those spaces between the breaths. Connect with those beautiful, buoyant spaces between the thoughts. Root down through the feet, rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Gazing down our right fingertips, softening the shoulders, softening the forehead. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, let's let the heart float forward, roll onto the top of the feet, make your way to upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe out, feel your hands connect with the earth. As you breathe in, feel that inner thighs lift. And with your next exhalation, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll take in a nice full breath here. As you breathe out, lift your left hand, reach across the low body, grabbing the outside edge of the right leg, either at the calf, the thigh, or even down at the ankle. The spine lengthens with each inhalation. We deepen the twist by gazing underneath the right armpit with each exhalation. Inhaling back to center. Exhale, we'll lift the right hand up off the floor and twist to the left. Grab the outside edge of the left leg at the thigh, the calf, or the ankle. Press back into the hips. Press back into the inner thighs. Soften the shoulders as you gaze underneath the left armpit. Inhale back to center. Exhale, soften through your shoulders. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between the hands. Lower the right heel down to earth. Come back to Uttita Parsvakonasana. So we'll begin with our left forearm at the top of the left thigh, right hand at the right hip. Set the pose up. Lengthen from seat to crown. And then this time, let's sweep that right arm around and up overhead. Reach for the wall in front of you, up overhead. Soften the right shoulder away from the ear and come into your legs and feet. Now, if you'd like, you can begin to lower the left hand down onto the earth, either on the inside or the outside edge of that left knee, making sure that the knee stays stable, the knee stays put, shin is vertical. We're still maintaining the integrity of this pose. Now we'll begin to straighten our left leg, reaching the left hand down toward the left leg, either at the shin or the ankle or the earth on the inside edge of the ankle. Extend the right arm straight up to the sky, stacking the right shoulder on top of the left, Trikonasana. Now the heart is open here. We're pressing those shoulder blades back as though there were a wall behind us, and we wanted both shoulder blades to press into that wall. We press forward into the right hip, getting a beautiful stretch into that space. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise to standing. Exhale, bend the left knee, gaze down the left fingertips with the arms perpendicular to the spine. Warrior two, peel the right hip back. One more breath in, lengthening. And as you breathe out, expand your wingspan. Inhale, cartwheel the hands down to earth. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale to plank. Exhale to upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, curl the toes, let the hips float to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward, lower the left heel down to the earth, come to Uttita Parsvakonasana, extended lateral angle. Left hand comes to the left hip. Set the pose up, let your heart soar. And then sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Reach for the wall in front of you. Relax the shoulder away from the ear. Connect. Modify or deepen the posture as is appropriate for you. Maintain the love. Maintain the structure. As you breathe in, begin to straighten your right leg, releasing the hands to the earth, to your leg, or to a block. Extend the left hand up toward the sky, stacking the shoulders. Feel the space between your collarbones. Feel the space between your scapula. Press the shoulders back. Press the left hip forward. Connect the feet to the earth. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up to standing. Arms come out to T. Exhale, bend the right knee. Gaze down the right fingertips. Virabhadrasana 2. Soft face. Soft heart. And as you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, let the heart float forward to upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Exhale, step the left foot forward. Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up to standing. Exhale, bring the hands to the heart. Feel the feet connect with the earth. And we'll step the right foot back, turning the right toes to face the long side of the mat. Turn the left toes to face the long side of the mat. Turn the heels out and the toes in so you're somewhat pigeon-toed. Bring the hands to the hips. Let the base of the spine draw down toward the floor as you lengthen the back of the neck. Long breath in here. And exhale, fold. Hinge from your hips. Let's keep our backs nice and flat here. So if that means only coming down halfway, then let's just come down halfway. Let's keep our hands on our hips, lengthen through the back of the neck. Press the big toes into the earth, and let's micro bend the knees. Good. So we're bringing some muscle energy into those big muscles in our booty as we isometrically press the feet away from each other. Taking a long breath here. Exhale, let the heart sink even closer to the earth. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up. And as you exhale, step your right foot back to the front of your mat. Bring the hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift through the heart. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back. Exhale, step the left foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale, the knees to the earth. Exhale, the elbows to the earth, just below the shoulders. Spread the fingertips wide. Index fingers are parallel to each other. Let's curl the toes under and jackknife the hips up toward the sky. Taking a full breath here. As you exhale, lower your face so that your nose touches the space between your thumbs. And press back up. Exhale, lower. And inhale, press back up. Exhale, lower. And inhale, press back up. Exhale, lower. And inhale, press back up. One more. Exhale, lower. And inhale, press back up to dolphin. Inhale, lower the knees to the earth. Take the knees a bit wider than the hips. Exhale, rock the hips back. Rest the bum on the heels and let your heart melt into the earth. Maybe rest one cheek on the floor. Breathe into the space. Walk the fingertips forward on the earth. And inhale, come back to your forearm position. Now let's walk the knees back, curl the toes, and come to forearm plank. As you breathe in, press out through the heels. As you breathe out, rock over onto the outer side of the left foot. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, rock to the outside edge of the right foot. Come back to center. Exhale, roll onto the outside edge of the left foot. The right foot lifts up off the floor. Inhale, back to center. And exhale, switch. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, lower the knees to the earth. Rock the hips back. Let the heart melt down to the earth. Now, if you're comfortable with practicing inversions in the middle of the room, practice where you are. If not, I suggest taking your mat over to the wall, short side of your mat, close to the wall. We'll lower ourselves to our tabletop position, and we'll lower our elbows down to the earth, this time clasping the hands, really clasping them tightly together. Press the back of your head into your hands. Press your elbows down into the earth and draw the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Curl the toes under. Jackknife the hips up toward the sky. Walk the feet in closer and closer toward your elbows. Maybe this is your pose. Should hardly have any weight in your head. We're all being supported by the elbows and the arms. One knee at a time, draw the knees in toward the chest. Press the shoulders away from the ears. Press the elbows into the earth. One leg at a time, begin to extend your legs, extending your feet up toward the sky. Shirshasana 1. Barely any weight is in our head. We can almost push ourselves away from the floor through the elbows. Our back is engaged. Our feet are enlivened. Pressing up into the sky through the balls of the feet. Shining your light up through the balls of the feet. Bring the knees back into the belly. And lower one foot at a time to the floor. Rock back to child's pose. Rest the bum on the heels. Rest the forehead on the floor. Soften the heart down toward the earth. Let's roll over onto our backs. Hug the knees into the chest. Rock gently from side to side. Just rock back and forth. Feel the back connect with the earth. Feel the space between the breath. Extend the legs out onto the floor. Bring the arms underneath your body so that your palms are facing down and your wrists are right underneath your tush. We'll press the elbows into the earth. And as you breathe in, lift up through the heart. Relax through the neck, coming to Matsyasana, fish pose. Releasing any tension through the cervical spine. You can either rest the crown of the head on the earth or lift it just gently so there's a tiny bit of space between your crown and the earth. And with your next exhalation, let's lower all the way down onto the floor. Hug the knees into the chest. Rock from side to side. As you inhale, really hug the knees to the chest. As you exhale, lift the nose between the knees. As you inhale, release the head back down to the earth. And as you exhale, relax your grasp on your knees. Take your feet about hip-width distance apart. Extend the arms out to T. Take in a full breath here. And as you exhale, let the knees fall to the right. Shift your gaze to the left. Soften and soften. And soften. Feel the shoulder blades melting into the earth. Feel any tension just rolling down your neck and onto the earth. Inhale the knees back to center. Exhale, let them fall to the left. Shift the gaze over the right shoulder and soften. Feel the space. Inhale the knees back to center. And as you exhale, connect the feet with the earth. We're having our feet close into our bum, feet about hip-width distance apart, and the palms facing the sky. Press the feet into the earth, and as you inhale, lift up through the hips, the belly, the mid and low back, the upper back, pressing into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, bridge pose. Our shoulders are pressing down, our feet are pressing down, our thighs are lifting up, our belly is rising up, chest is rising up. If it feels okay, clasp the hands underneath the back. Pressing the elbows into the earth. Once you have come to this space, soften the muscles in your booty. So you really come into your quadriceps, really come into your arms and your shoulders. Take one more full breath in here. At the top of that breath, come onto your tippy toes and let your exhalation just roll you down onto the earth, one vertebrae at a time. Hug the knees into the chest. Rock from side to side. Extend your legs all the way out onto the floor. Turn the palms to face the sky. Close the eyes. and breathe. Breathe into this space. Breathe into this moment. Come to a place of zero effort, of zero muscle, and endless possibility. No joy without needing a reason. Begin to bring a little bit of movement back into the body. First in the fingers, then in the toes, then in the wrists and the ankles. Deepen the breath. Sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making your body as long as possible. And then hug your knees into your chest. Rock from side to side. Come to your favorite side. Take a moment here to know that joy. Bring yourself slowly back to a nice tall seat where the base of the spine can connect with the earth. And the spine is free to lengthen. Bring your hands to your heart center. And let's end by chanting the vibration of Om. One time together. Deep breath in. And out. And in. I thank you so much for sharing this practice with me today. For sharing this practice with the world through your kindness and your peace. I wish you endless access to that infinite joy within you on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.